The Outlet. The talk of Queenstown.
Welcome to The Outlet. I'm your host, Brent Harbour. In this podcast, I speak with Benji Patterson, New Zealand's leading regional economist, and Sharon Fifield, chief executive of the Queenstown Business Chamber of Commerce. They share insights on the sustainability of Queenstown Lake's rapid growth and its impact on businesses on the back of a business confidence survey.
For the latest local news, sport, information and entertainment, download the Queenstown app. This is The Outlet.
Sharon, Benji, welcome to The Outlet podcast.
Hi, Brent. Lovely to be here.
Hi, Brent. Thanks for having us.
Now, Benji, the Queenstown Lake area is growing with the country's fastest regional population growth. That's at 8%, an impressive GDP growth. Is that sustainable?
Look, well, Queenstown Lakes has a history of being the fastest growing place in New Zealand. Over the past decade, we've grown at an average rate of about 6% per annum. So it has been sustained over the long term. This time round, though, I'm a little bit less certain in the near term. Why? Because basically our headline growth is being propped up by inertia that's been occurring for quite a while, whereas in front of us, we've got businesses that are reluctant to spend because their margins are squeezed. We've got households who are reluctant to spend because their household budget is squeezed. And we've also got visitors that are being a little bit more cautious when they're on the ground in Queenstown. So 2024 is likely to be a little bit flatter.
And Sharon, how is this growth impacting business from an opportunity and challenge perspective?
Yeah, I guess growth is good. So that is pleasing to see. And if you're in the visitor industry, those record numbers is really good to see. I guess from an individual business on the ground, you are competing for spend, basically. So I think from a challenge for businesses is having that sort of strong marketing strategy and compelling value proposition, really, to get some of our visitors and customers imparting with their cash.
So could you elaborate a little bit on the primary factors contributing to the expected squeeze on profits? And how do you anticipate these factors will impact businesses in the Queenstown region specifically?
Yeah, it's tough. And in terms of the cost to businesses, rent and wages are the big ones, but then all of the input costs and supply costs as well. So for a business to combat this, you either really need to, trim your costs or raise your prices. And then at a cost of living crisis, there is only so much elasticity in that price for businesses. So, and a lot of businesses I'm finding have actually raised their prices so much that they might actually already be at that ceiling. So I guess that's just the story of inflation. It's across the board. No one is immune, even at the Queenstown Business Chamber. We're feeling it too. What I guess we are seeing is some businesses out there, particularly in the visitor industry, they're having record summers, real boomers. So they're probably feeling a lot more comfortable if their business is geared towards the international visitor. And again, it comes back to, if you're the cost of living crisis that we're facing, if you're targeting sort of domestic visitors or the domestic market or locals, it really is harder to get them to sort of part with their cash.
In the business confidence survey, this has come up again about the difficulties in finding skilled staff and mixed outlooks on wage increases. I know the minimum wage is going up again. How do you think these labour market insights will influence business operations and growth strategies?
What is good to see from the business confidence survey, it is actually getting a little bit easier to find staff. Skilled staff has always been an issue. And that's why I think from a business point of view, if you've got skilled staff or staff that you can develop, hold on to them. You really need to be working to develop and retain your key staff. It's not easy to find replacements. But I guess in terms of across the board, I get the sense, and Benji, you might be able to jump in on this too, but I get the sense that businesses are really, they're staffed up, they're steadying the ship, and they're keeping a lid on costs because costs of labour have gone up so much in the last couple of years.
Yeah, look, most certainly businesses are fully geared up now, and we see that coming through in data on operating hours. Most people are back at full capacity. We know our locals, they're all open 7 days a week now. And, I would just lean into that. Businesses, they are struggling to pass on those cost increases. Their consumer doesn't want to spend up on the higher prices. And so there are limits when you're cutting cost to preserve your margin. And, you know, I sort of caution businesses when looking at those sort of strategies and would say you're playing the short game or the long game. You know, cutting costs now won't help you today, but the long game actually is, you know, how do you protect that margin through thick and thin? How do you invest in your business to be more resilient?
And you know, we are heading into winter, Sharon. So how do you think businesses are feeling with what's going on? Are there any areas of concern?
Yeah, the survey's telling us that for confidence in individual businesses is actually net positive, which is really good to see. And further to what Benji said, it's also telling us that there is still some investment going into businesses. So that is great. That's the right strategy. In terms of limiting ability to grow, really that demand and number of customers is still the most limiting factor. But something that I'm keeping an eye on is around that accommodation for workers. That was a huge challenge for us leading into winter last year, and would really like to see that we're not in the same position when we come up to the start of the ski season this year.
So was there anything that really surprised you in the business confidence survey, Sharon?
Yeah, we added a new question in this last survey, which was really further to that staff accommodation point. It's understanding how many employers are now offering staff accommodation. And while this was a new question, 1 in 6 responses said that, yes, they do provide staff accommodation. I think, what was it, 2/3 of those employers that do, they own the staff housing, while 1/3 lease. And I know Benji cautioned against this in his recent Westpac Smarts presentation. But if you extrapolate that out and look at businesses who have staff in our district, which is around 3,000 businesses, that's about 500 businesses that are now stepping into that space where they're offering staff accommodation. And that's quite a different dynamic between the employers and the employee. And obviously there's a bit of capital investment from businesses as well. So we now have a benchmark from this latest survey, and it's going to be really interesting to see if that number grows going forward.
So Benji, given the current economic difficulties facing the region and New Zealand really, I mean, high mortgage rates, a reluctance, as you mentioned, to spend and invest, what strategies would you recommend businesses look at?
The first thing I'd do is just to point out that reluctance to spend because of mortgages, just how dramatic that is. You know, we had people 3 years ago that were fixing for south of 3%. They're now refixing for north of 7% in many cases. So that's a 4% jump. You know, if you've got a $1 million mortgage, which sadly is not uncommon in Queenstown, that's $40,000 a year just in interest that you're paying in addition to what you are, $800 away. So it's no surprise that the typical consumer, even though many people have much smaller mortgages than that, the typical consumer is reluctant to spend. They simply can't. That's the New Zealand market. We've also got Aussies are in the same boat. So Australians are our biggest market outside of Aucklanders. They're quite reluctant. The real bright spot at present is the American market, and that's been really performing quite well over the summer season. So businesses that thrive off volume and they keep their margin through thick and thin, they're kind of okay through all this, but there's not many of them. You know, I can think of the airport for one, but most businesses, they require protecting that margin. So I guess there's two ways. One is evolving the types of products that you are selling to go after people that still have money, rather than just competing for scraps or about the place. That's one strategy. Easier said than done, though, to evolve your business to a changing customer base. The other is actually, going back to my earlier point about playing the long game, is taking it on the chin if you can right now, accepting a slightly smaller dividend check in 2024, and investing in your staff, investing in your systems and processes, so that in the future, you can have a bigger margin, essentially, buying in tech and capital. That's what I'd recommend. And it's about lifting productivity.
Well said, Benji. Agree on all counts.
That is my day job, eh?
That's right. I love how you've described Queenstown's growth as grumpy growth. So there's demand there, but it's mixed and squeezed. So can you elaborate a bit more on that and how it compares to other regions in New Zealand, Benji?
Yeah, so grumpy growth, it's kind of like, you know, when someone wakes up in the morning and they're not really keen to step into the day, they're feeling a little bit grumpy, but nevertheless, they get on and get it done. that's kind of what's happening in Queenstown. And it's funny because you go into any other part of New Zealand and you see the same sort of thing. Basically, we've got GDP that's growing in Queenstown. We've got revenue that's growing. We've got more visitors in that are coming through. But when you strip everything down to a per business or a per household basis, it's going backwards. The only thing propping up the headline is more and more. I was up in Rolleston a few weeks ago talking to an audience there. Queenstown and Rolleston battle each other for the title of fastest growing place in New Zealand, but exactly the same thing is happening there. They're growing at a headline, but going back on a per capita basis. And when you look through GDP data from across New Zealand during 2023, we went back quite sharply on a per capita basis. And at present, the per capita recession we're seeing in New Zealand is rivaling what we saw after the GFC, amazingly.
And one of the things you say about tourism growth, it's towards volume rather than value. And visitors are being more cautious about spending. So what implications do you think that has for Queenstown's economy?
It's unhelpful to, you know, our long-term plans, obviously, to, you know, to increase the value that we're getting from each and every tourist and be accepting that maybe volume doesn't grow in quite the same way it used to. So I guess it's to not lose sight of that long-term prize, you know, is the really, really big thing when I look at this. But I mean, that the consequences, it's pretty easy to see. If you talk to people in hospo, they'll have those guests that they turn up, they grab the beer and the bowl of fries, but they don't necessarily stick around for the pizza and dessert. And so that's the real challenge we have, is converting that person that's here, that's really reluctant to pry that wallet out of their back pocket. You know, we've got to find ways of getting them to do that. If someone's traveling halfway across the world to come to Queenstown, we really want to wow them with a dazzling experience and hopefully get them to spend a little bit more than that originally intended and go back, you know, thrilled with the experience and wanting to come back next time and stay for even longer.
And was there anything that surprised you, Benji, from the economic data?
One of the things that has surprised me but also reassured me is the investment story. So if we look at residential building consents, they're down quite a bit. But then if we look at the commercial side of things, there's still a lot of commercial consenting activity that's been happening. So I've still got quite a pipeline of major commercial developments that's occurring. You know, that's from a building sort of perspective. But when we also look across at the Chamber's business survey, we see that businesses and other types of investments, so whether it's their plant and equipment or their staff, they're still looking at holding that up. And that really, really reassures me, because that shows me that Queenstown businesses, they're not being reactive and short-sighted. They're trying to look to the future. And despite everything being grumpy at present, people are confident in the long-term future for Queenstown, which is reassuring to say.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, I think there's a lot of challenges, but there's a lot of positives in there for both of you, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. And, you know, you think about businesses in Queenstown and our district, they've been through a lot. They're pretty savvy operators and smart operators now that have survived a lot and are making good choices and are positive about the future, the longer term future as well.
Yeah, because I think a lot of businesses are looking at sustainable tourism and different ways, as Benji mentioned, of moving your business into different areas. I think there's a lot of that going on, isn't there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was just going to comment on just seeing little anecdotes popping up, you know, through the Chamber and Destination Queenstown of different businesses that are doing things like some of their investment going into electrifying their fleet, their tour fleet for buses and shuttles and that. That's really reassuring to say.
Yeah, there's lots of great work going on. Well, it's been so great, and thank you so much for your time and chatting today.
Cool, you're welcome.
Thanks, Brent. Good to chat with you.
On Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, The Outlet.
The talk of Queenstown.
Thanks for listening to The Outlet, your local interview podcast for Queenstown. Now, if you have a story or an interview you think should be featured on The Outlet podcast, please get in touch by using the contact button on your Queenstown app. The Outlet is produced and published by the Queenstown app and supported with funding from the New Zealand Public Interest Journalism Fund. All episodes of The Outlet are available on the podcast button on your Queenstown app and wherever you get your podcasts.